Prince William's annoyance at the photographers can clearly be heard on this footage.
Guys, come on, let's get a car.
Paparazzi had waited outside the central London nightclub to get a first picture of William and Kate Middleton out on the town since their split in April. But what happened next left the Prince concerned. His spokesman released a statement. It reads, having already been photographed leaving the club, he and Kate Middleton were then pursued in his car by photographers on motorcycles, in vehicles, and on foot. The aggressive pursuit was potentially dangerous and worrying for them. It seems incomprehensible, particularly at this time, that this behaviour is still going on.
Couldn't have happened at a worse time in terms of impact. And obviously you can imagine what must be going through William's mind and also through Kate Middleton's mind at this particular time. There's no justification for it, and there's actually no real reason why this should happen.
Legal experts say the couple could now use the law to fend off the photographers.
Prince William and Kate are in a much better position than Princess Diana was. The Human Rights Act now gives them a right to privacy, and as the courts have shown in the past, particularly with Princess Caroline of Monaco, that they will protect them against just pictures being taken of them going about their ordinary life and the intrusion that those cause.
The timing of this incident will be of concern for the royal family, coming in the week that the jury began hearing evidence into the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, and Dodi Al-Fayed, as they were followed by press photographers in Paris 10 years ago.
Someone's out, they're very important.
If you're talking about human greed, you're talking about people trying to make money. What I do know is if the daily pursuit of Kate Middleton doesn't end, if somebody doesn't bring a stop to it, then history is going to repeat itself.
This tourist's video shows the crowds of paparazzi outside the Ritz Hotel from where the princess set off on her final journey. A decade later, and many will be wondering how much, if anything, has changed. Paul Harrison, Sky News.